Welcome to Talks from the Bible. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, 2 Timothy 3:1-3. The list of sins that will bring grievous times continues to be listed by the apostle to the young preacher. Without natural affection is without love of kindred, especially of parents for children or children for parents. The scripture refers to those who sacrifice their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Psalms 106:37-38. Our time is certainly not without parents who abuse and kill their children, and children who do likewise to their parents. A truce breaker is one who cannot be persuaded to enter into a covenant. The word signifies an individual who is untrue to one's promise or does not abide by one's covenant. The word can also signify one who is treacherous. False accusers is a slanderer or an accuser. They excite contentions and quarrels. The church was to be put in mind not to speak evil of no man, to be no broiler, but gentle, showing all meekness to all men. Titus 3:1-2. The Old Testament was clear about slander. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Psalms 101:5. Incontinent is one who is without power. This sinner is unrestrained in a moral sense. The incontinent person does not have the strength to resist passion or temptation. The incontinent individual is controlled by his own lust. Fierce is not tame or savage. This is the opposite of gentleness or mildness. There is a failure to give place to the law of God, and hence one becomes like the beast that roams in the wild. Despisers of those that are good have contempt for anything that is decent or good. They scorn or abhor, and have no love for anything that is honorable or good. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Romans 12:9. The perilous times will bring a danger to the moral compass that God has set. This would indeed be a time of testing for the whole of humanity. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.